So people may accept Spider-Man, but they don't accept Narasimha Deva because accepting that will bring some obligation on them, some responsibility that we have to transform ourselves. Yes, that's true. And why is it that people are reluctant to take up that responsibility? That's because although at one level people want something higher, but there is a lethargy. Mandah sumandha mathayo. People don't want to labor to do that. So going back to that point, okay, what is the difference between the conception of Narasimha Deva and of half man, half law, and a conception of half and half bat? We could say both are just products of imagination. No, I talk about the difference in a triple E. No, E, exponents, explanation and experience. Exponents means we look at the caliber of the people who are talking about Lord Narasimha Deva. You know, they are people who have renounced the whole world. The people who have devoted themselves to the Lord. And many of them are profoundly intellectual people who have analyzed the nature of the material world and they have written philosophical classics. So, these exponents, they have thought deeply, whereas the exponents of fictional characters, there's no philosophy in their life. They have not renounced the world. In fact, they teach about this, they talk about some fictional character, and they make $1 million out of it. So, the caliber of the exponents, if we see, very philosophically astute. That's the first thing. Second is explanation. Explanation means, if we look at not just the idea of a half man, half law as God, but there's a whole world view that comes with it, which helps us to make sense of life, to make sense of the world. It gives us a sense of purpose in this world for us. Whereas, when we get into a fictional world, it is the explanations, there are no explanations there at all. So where there is simply stop thinking and enjoy. So just enjoy. In fact, whenever people enjoy fiction, there is what is called in fictional circles as the suspension of disbelief or suspension of skepticism. Just to enjoy, you stop using your rational mind and just enjoy. So actually you can't, there's no deep thought involved. There's no explanation. Okay, a Spider-Man exists or a Batman exists and he comes and rescues people who are in danger. But what after that? What is the purpose of life? There's no explanation of life per se. So, the explanation is very coherent when it comes to the bhakti worldview, in which, say, Lord Krishna or Lord Narasimha Deva are enthroned as the supreme. And the third is the experience. Experience means, okay, by Superman and Spider-Man, Batman fans, they may enjoy reading about Batman. And Krishna bhaktas may enjoy hearing about Krishna. But the difference is the transformation that results. That is, bhakti pareshanubhava virakti ranyatracha. The process of bhakti is so joyful, para-isha anubhava, it gives us experience of God, who cannot be experienced by any ordinary means. Para, he is transcendental. And that experience is so fulfilling that viraktir anyatracha, that there is detachment from other things. Because we feel this experience is so wonderful, this is what I want more and more in my life. I want to experience Krishna, I want to love Krishna, I want to serve Krishna. So basically, the commitment is something which will come when people see the things. They see the caliber of the exponents and get the explanation. And then they themselves get the experience of the sweetness of bhakti. Then the commitment will come after that. So when people just hear the stories, they feel, you know, the story, this is one story, that is one story. Why should I commit myself? So to inspire the commitment, the sense of responsibility, we have to have the whole explanation of worldview that is given. And sometimes we as devotees may not present Krishna Bhakti in the most attractive way. Say a new model of an iPhone has come, say iPhone X has come. Now they are going to promote iPhone X. Say the advertisement, the first thing they are going to show is the price. Is it? No. The promos, they never tell anything about the price. They tell, okay, this feature, this feature, this feature, this feature. And at the end, we have to go and search, what is the cost of it? See, if they present the product, and then the price is something which is to be found out later. But for most of us, when we start practicing bhakti, we start following the regulative principles. You know, there is some pride that comes, I am following these principles. So when we meet with people, often what happens? The first thing we tell is, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And people say, no Krishna bhakti. So, you know, there is a price to be paid, but first you have to tell what the product is. So we explain the philosophy, we give them the experience of bhakti, and then they say, this is so wonderful, I want this more. Then we talk about the price. So if we talk about the price before talking about the product, we alienate people. So what we need to do is focus on the product first. But what happens, because our lifestyle is quite different from the lifestyle of people in general, so the price that they have to pay, that is what comes first in their face. I have to wear these strange clothes, I have to become a monk, I have to give up the world. So this otherworldly aspect of Krishna bhakti, that gets thrust in the face of people. And that's why they fear. But if we can present Krishna bhakti in a way that is intelligible to them, not that that appears too far-fetched or too demanding, if we can make it how it is understandable, how it is not only is understandable, it helps us understand life. And we first present the product and then present the price, then gradually people will take it. And Srila Prabhupada, sometimes we may talk of him as, you talk about fools, rascals, condemn people. That is one aspect of Srila Prabhupada's presentation. But Prabhupada is also the expert in presenting. One time a hippie came to him and asked, Swamiji, what is the bliss of Vaikuntha like? And Prabhupada replied, it is like an ocean of LSD. Ocean of LSD. Now we may say, in which shastra is it said that Vaikuntha's happiness is like the ocean of LSD? We say, yeah, LSD is tamasik, Vaikuntha is shuddha sattva, this is offense. Some skeptic will say like that. But, you know, Prabhupada was expert enough to present things in a way that people could understand. So for a person who thinks life's greatest happiness is at taking LSD, for them an idea of an ocean of LSD, that's wonderful. That's what I want to do. I want to go there. I want to be there. So Prabhupada is expert in presenting things in a way that people could get attracted to it. So we also have to be expert, so that rather than focusing on the commitment part, which will come in due course, but we focus on what it offers them, not what it asks from them. So if we focus on what is going to the price rather than the product, people become a little apprehensive. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
So, oh, yes, Anthony.